This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, Randy, and good morning. Your grain futures finished mixed yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade. Corn for July was to 418 and three quarters, down 1.5. September corn finished at 428, down 1.5 as well. And December corn was at 435 and three quarters, down 1.25. Beans continue to climb. July beans were at 872, up 16. August beans were to 878.5, up 15.75. And September beans were to 885.5, up 16. Wheat, on the other hand, finished slightly lower. July wheat was to 490.5, down 14.25. September wheat was to 498 and three quarters, down 13.25. And December wheat was to 512, down 11.75. Soybean meal for July was up $6.20 to $3.19 a ton. August bean meal was to $3.20.10, up $6.20. And September bean meal was to $3.21.70, also up $6.20. Finally, soybean oil for July was to $27.73, up $0.44. August bean oil was to $27.84, up $0.43. And September bean oil was to $27.95, up $0.41. Now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for Wednesday's Cash Grain Report.
This is Wednesday's reported grain price during the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon. Corn was higher during the day but closed lower, even with the slowest planting progress since 1980. In northern West Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 5 cents lower at 370 to 401. Soybean bids are up 16 to 21 cents at 797 to 824. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 4 cents lower at 385 to 406. Soybean bids are up 16 to 20 cents at 804 to 840. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 to 3 cents lower at 378 to 414. Soybean bids were up 16 cents at 817 to 851. Illinois soybean processor case soybean bids were 17 cents higher at 841 to 843. Basis is up 1 at 3100 to 2900 the July. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 298 to 321 a ton, up $3.20 to $6.20 a ton, with basis steady to down 3 at 2100 to 2 over the July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 2 cents lower at 404 to 426, with basis unchanged at 1500 to 7 over the July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted to producer corn bids mostly steady at 399 to 406, with basis up 1 to 2 at 2000 to 1300 the July. Soybeans ended up 16 to 17 cents at 837 to 842, with basis steady to up 1 at 3500 to 30 under the July. New crop wheat prices are down 12 to 14 cents at 461 to 486, with basis unchanged to up 2 at 30 under to 5 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal areas placed their producer corn bids mixed. At 429 to 432, these elevators raised their soybean prices 17 to 20 cents. Quotations at 869 to 870. Soft wheat closed down 14 cents at 524 to 528. And Milo ended the day a penny lower at 443 to 444. Contract bids producers for October and November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 378 to 407. Soybeans at 811 to 844. In the central part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 396 to 413, soybeans at 830 to 855. And in the southern part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 374 to 416, and soybeans at 817 to 849, and June-July wheat at 470 to 511. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures finished higher yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade. Live cattle for June were up 80 cents to 112.35. August live cattle were to 107.85, up 7 cents. And October live cattle were to 108.15, up 25 cents. Feeder cattle for August were to 142.72, up 50. September feeders were to 143.02, up 35. And October feeders were to 142.85, up 2. Lean hogs for June were to 85.20, up $1.22. Lean hogs for July were to 87.80, up 2.10. In August, lean hogs were to 89.12, up $1.77. Now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for Wednesday's Cash Livestock Report.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 51 cents lower, in a range of $71 to $78, with the weighted average carcass price of $76.35. From the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sow prices were weak, with moderate demand for heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows, 100 to 400 pounds, traded at 38 to 45, 4 to 5 weighted at 40 to 47, 5 to 6 weighted at 43 to 52, and over 600 pounds, $45 to $54. In the Illinois direct hog trade, prices of barrels and gilts country buying points were weak, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $48 to $55. Receipts for our Illinois barrels and gilts have totaled $16,450. In the direct cattle trade, in the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, choice steers and live bases traded at $112 to $116.50, and on address bases at $183 to $186. Choice heifers and live bases traded at $113 to $116, and on address bases at $185. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 357 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was $84.48, which is $1.48 lower. From the National Buck Beef Cutout Port, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading mixed. Choice carcasses are $223.53, which was 24 cents higher, while select carcasses are $209.99, which is 46 cents lower. From the estimated daily slaughter and federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 122,000 compared to 120,000 last week and 118,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated 476,000 compared to 468,000 last week and 465,000 one year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys at the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The flooding straining the nation's river system is hampering barge traffic and shipments along the rivers as locks close and clearances under bridges decline in high water. Dan Cottrell, dredging manager for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers St. Paul District, says that while much of the Mississippi River system is flooded or closed, Cottrell says the northern reaches are open, but navigation is limited to traffic downstream.
Our section of the river isn't closed. There is tow traffic in our district right now from Guttenberg, Iowa, all the way to Minneapolis. We have extremely high water, but it is passable. The challenge is down south of us, the river is closed to navigation because of the lock. The lock system, when they get to a certain level, they're not able to lock boats. South of Davenport, Iowa, those areas are closed because they can't lock the boats through. So navigation is limited from St. Louis up to this area.
Flooding could delay the reopening of stretches along Missouri, Iowa, and Illinois until mid-June or later.
Depending on the actual structure and the limitations, they're talking about locking Dam 17 coming back around the 13th of June. But those are all predictions, and the weather services involved in those predictions as well as the Corps of Engineers water control folks.
As dredging manager, Cottrell oversees the district's efforts to maintain a viable navigation channel.
We currently have 5 dredges operating in our district. That's what we're doing to try to stay ahead of it. But the high water, especially on the Chippewa, the Minnesota River Valley, those are continuing to be a challenge because they continue to put more sediment into the system. We're surveying a lot and we're dredging considerably, and our original assessments were pretty dire on how bad the conditions were when they started, but the high water is giving us a little more time to dredge with traffic not being impacted locally.
Once floodwaters recede and stretches of the rivers are reopened, Cottrell says all stakeholders will work quickly to restore barge traffic through locks and dams.
The locks and dams and the industry themselves, they create a queue system on who got there first and what their product is, and they basically lock through the locks in an orderly fashion. So they might send 3 upbound and 1 downbound, and they work through it until the whole bottleneck is done. But they all realize they're in it together. So to have a lot of conflict or disagreement there doesn't help them or the Corps of Engineers get the job done as far as getting the bottleneck relieved.
Again, that's Dan Cottrell, a dredging manager for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers St. Paul District. Moving on to local ag news, this weekend will be Cheese Fest at Marcoute Jersey Creamery, south of Greenville. With more information, we join Laura Wall with the Creamery.
Yeah, we're super excited. This is actually our 9th annual event. So Cheese Fest, it's definitely family-friendly event where we're going to have lots of different Olympic-style activities that kids and kids at heart can take part in. So we're talking hurdles to weightlifting, but they all have a dairy farm spin on it. So for weightlifting, it will be 5-gallon buckets or gallons of milk, things that we commonly lift around here instead of your typical 5-pound weight.
Before this interview, you were saying that school's out, folks have been there this week for tours and everything, and you said it could be a good opportunity for kids that just got out of school to have an activity to do on Saturday.
Oh, definitely. We'll have 5 special stations that they can visit, and after they complete each activity, they can fill out their card we'll provide them with, each of the Olympic rings. Once they get colored in, they can actually cash that in and save $1.50 off of any ice cream treat that we have here. And so if they just want a scoop of ice cream, they can get that for half off. So not only do they get out of the house, they get a discount for the treat they're going to talk you into anyway.
Exactly, and that's one thing I was going to mention. Your cheese, your ice cream, it's very excellent stuff. One thing that you had brought up, that all the milk from your creamery, or from your cattle, which are Jersey cows, goes into making cheese or ice cream. None of it goes to milk.
That's correct. Yep, we turn it all into product. Jersey cows are pretty well known for producing a very rich, creamy milk, but not a lot of it because they are a smaller cow. So we decided to do what our cows do best and turn that very creamy milk into delicious food for everybody, which we will have samples on Saturday that if people want to see what our cheese tastes like, they can do so. Try anything that we make. We're happy to hand those out.
And I personally recommend it. It's pretty good stuff. So if people would like to come down there and visit the farm, how can they find you there, and who do they contact maybe to get directions?
Sure. We're located 526 Dudleyville Road, which is 4 miles south of Greenville. I hate to say we're on the same road as the Federal Correction Institute, the prison, but that is a very obvious point of direction down here. And we are open through the week, and on Saturdays for the event, we're open 10 to 2. And if they need directions on our website, MarcooteJerseyCreamery.com, we have directions northeast, west, south, and GPS coordinates as well. So that's a great place to check out if you want a little more guidance in how to get out here. Or they could also call. It's 664-1110, and we're 618 down here.
Okay. And anything else you'd like to mention about coming up on Saturday, Laura?
It's going to be a great time. Even if you're not a kid, we have lots for people to see and do. At 11 o'clock, our cheesemakers doing a little cheese demonstration, and so that's fun. We have the baby calves. You can see the robotic milking going on, too. So lots for everybody to do out here at Marcoot Creamery.
And again, that was Laura Wall with Marcoot Jersey Creamery. And that Cheese Fest will be held this Saturday from 10 to 2 at the farm at 526 Dudleyville Road in Greenville. And their phone number is 618-664-1110. Or you can visit them at their website at MarcooteJerseyCreamery.com. And in other events in the local area coming up next week, the June meeting of the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders will be held Tuesday, June 4th at the Farm Bureau office on the Courthouse Square in Hillsboro. That meeting will begin at 7 Tuesday evening. And also, don't forget that today is your last chance to enter to win in the WSMI Beef Certificate giveaway. To enter to win, you can email us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com with your name, phone number, and beef in the subject line. Again, today is the last day for entries, and tomorrow I will then pick four lucky winners at random. If you're a winner, you'll be contacted by phone and email, and you can pick up your certificate here at the station between Litchfield and Hillsboro. So thank you again to Tom Anderson of Butler and all the folks with the Central Illinois Livestock Association for those certificates. And for this Thursday morning, May 30th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.